gentlemen, welcome back. This is Summer Sessions, episode 64. We are back. Me, Pav, Flows. Damien is not going to be on either pod this week because I fired him. No, I'm playing. He had a family situation to take care of, man, so we're going to keep Damien and his family in our prayers, but he will not be here this week. So it is me, Big Pat Vito. He's no younger young Pat Vito anymore. And Flows here. You know where to follow us on Twitter, patreon.com/barbershednetwork, man. Let's just get right into it. Joe, you've been watching basketball. What has been going? What has motivated you? And what have you observed in your time watching hoops over the last week?
What has motivated me to watch basketball? I have a new dog, and so his name is Buddy. Buddy Tertullian Lewis. Let me tell y'all who Tertullian is.
Okay, where does the middle name
First century African theologian. He's one of my favorite theologians because he doesn't have a lot of writings, but he has one specific writing that I really like. And so I named him after him. And so it's just, he was shy at first, and so he's just chilling in the room. And he's attached to me. And so he's just following me around. So I was like, I just chilled in the room. I didn't want to watch the same thing over and over. I was like, you know what? What game was it? The first
one? You were texting me about about Bucks Heat, the first game.
Yeah, and I was like,
great first game to watch.
Yeah. I was like, you know, intriguing because I have not sat down and watched this much basketball in at least 10 years. And that's not
even since the Bulls were good.
Exactly. I have not watched this much basketball in 10 years. I've watched almost every playoff game. You know what I mean? Like I was watching the Lakers and the Suns, and I thought to myself, man, where the hell are they even come from? Because I didn't pay attention to them. I was like, this guy's not bad. And I was like, what is Devin Booker doing? I thought he was a superstar by now. Just to show you, because I have not paid attention. I've actually enjoyed it. But I will say, it's just too much three-point shooting. I hate it. Some of the passing is beautiful, and you have to take those open threes. But I've seen niggas leave an open paint to run to the three-point line. I'm like, what are you doing?
Some of these games now are like, if you make more threes than me, you win. And like, that's the whole premise of the game.
But the crazy thing is, like, because there are three-pointers and people are taking like, 38 of them, the percentage is like 36%. If you take, and that's good, it's not bad. But if you take higher percentage shots, eventually those will add up. And all those missed threes, if you're making high percentage shots in there, you can still win. But you know what? Scott gave me something. Scott told me, he was like, your favorite player did this. Talking about Steph Curry. I was like, he did. He ruined the league. He ruined the NBA for me.
Steph is your favorite player too?
Of course. I love Steph. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, okay. See, the light-skinned nigga have the audacity. That was it.
You know what I mean? That's the best way to describe Steph, though.
Yeah, the audacity. And literally apply that to whatever. It's the same thing I said about Cameron Payne. Campaign thinks he's better than he is, and I respect it. He's trash.
You know why I fuck with
body
campaign.
Anybody?
You know why I fuck with campaign? It's another you know, bad indictment on the Garpex reign. You know what I'm saying? Like showing
he didn't pick campaign.
No, he traded for campaign. He traded Taj Gibson for training for campaign.
Wow.
And campaign fucking stay. He was like the worst player in the league when he came to us, bro.
I mean, yeah, but campaign actually just I'm actually proud of campaign because he gradually got better. Like he was
too.
Like he was known as like he
the
was known
Nets
as Russ's dancing partner.
131.
Yeah, like he was known as Russ's dancing partner, and he gradually consistently got better and worked himself to a quality NBA player who really brings something to a team. He's a really good backup point guard.
Bro,
yeah, he's solid.
Having KD score 42. Kyrie score almost 37, and James Harden having 22 and 17. That's just a lot to compete against.
And that's why I said, fuck your defense. Outscore them.
Just outscore them.
Outscore. Good luck.
That's yeah, what I right, the Bucks.
Look, the no, Bucks. I'm not. Look, the Bucks going to be a nice little six-game fight.
No, they're going to win a series.
No, they're
not. Honestly, they're going to win a series.
They're not winning that series.
I honestly think they're going to win
They don't
series,
have
bro.
Enough scoring. And
no.
It's not
yes,
like
they do.
No, they no, don't. If no, you think don't. Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton are going bucket for bucket with
Who
Kyrie
stop
Irving,
them, bro?
It don't.
Who going to stop them,
bro? You can stop them.
They will
reality
stop with who?
Is going to
with
stop
who on
them.
The Nets, bro.
But
with
you know, the funny thing is, we y'all said the same thing. I was watching, you know, Scott's Twitter specifically. It was about Jason Tatum the other day. and he was going crazy. He's a good player, of course. But then Tristan Thompson had like a double-double with 20 points. Everybody said, you're not going to do that.
Fournier had like 20.
They're like, they're not going to do that.
Smart 23. I'm like, it's not going to happen.
And what happened? They didn't do that.
Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday are not doing that for an entire series. It's not going to happen.
They can. No,
they're not.
First of all.
But see, the thing is, they can. But are they going to? Is a probability of them going to higher than them not going to?
Also, here's the thing. They can still do it, and it won't matter.
but also, I don't think KD and Kyrie and Harden just gonna get 40 points on 50% shooting on them like that, bro.
Who locking them down? Who locking them down?
What you mean? You got Giannis there. You got Tuck. Look. Nobody's going to lock
KD,
them.
Not no, Jimmy Butler.
Nobody's going to lock those people down. KD, that's not Jimmy possible. Butler. Listen, nobody's. Oh, by the way. See, this is why.
Man, the lights is different.
He's not hard like that.
What'd you say?
I'm not.
He just not.
I'm not giving KD. I'm not giving Jimmy Butler the bubble buddy thing. I'm just not.
It is.
I'm not doing it.
No, I agree with Pat. I agree.
It's not.
I love Jimmy, but he's not that guy. You're not that guy, pal.
He's not.
You're not.
The
that
nigga
guy.
Had a 40-point triple doubles. You fuck out of here, bro. Like, nigga, no, that's not what you do, bro.
Like somebody said, man, he can come to the Bulls. I'm like, yeah, he'll back. He can back up Zach. that was my exact quote. The potential of Zach is just way higher. And I still
but with the Nets, I don't think that like they gonna just average fucking 40 points on 50% shooting on the Bucks, bro. Like okay. They have actual good defenders.
They won't 40 points. Okay, they'll average 32 on 46% shooting.
All you need is Kyrie and KD to average the high, and then you just need James Harden to let the ball
fall. Only reason I'm gonna say it's going six is because out of respect for their defense, them niggas not scoring.
They can score, bro.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can,
no, they can't.
Bro.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
what about this is a stalemate response. What about the West though? You know how
I've been playing.
I actually like the Jazz.
Nigga, I was about to say that. I'm starting to believe in Utah.
I told you, nigga. Months ago, bro.
They were the team I was watching. The threes they were taking, I said, these were good threes. They were open. The ball was just going like this. And they were just the ball movement was incredible.
But not because of your man, Rudy Gobert. It's because
what you mean?
Hey,
he's been the best player.
Hey, Rudy been killing.
Thank you, G.
Rudy
Thank
been
you,
killing.
Joe.
He's soft.
Thank you, Joe.
But, bro, I'm talking about that defense, finding holes. He's this defense, of course, we know. He's fantastic. But him finding holes in the defense to get open for easy high percentage shots, I was like, I like it.
Thank
I like
you.
It. He's been
Thank
good.
You for I finally re- seeing what I see, Joe.
I
Thank
really
you.
Like the Jazz, bro. I was watching. I was like, these aren't fluke buckets.
They have a deep team. They got a deep team.
Dude, as soon as the bench came in, the scoring did not stop.
They got 2 6-men of the year on their bench. You got Joe Ingles. You got Clarkson, senior member of the High Tribe. You know, we got to give a shout out to them, even though Julius Randle has not showed up in the playoffs.
Yeah,
at all, nigga. And so, you know, they're good. They're a good team. Yeah, they're a good team. I think the Clippers going to win tonight, though.
I think they're gonna win four straight games.
I do too. I think they found
four straight games.
I think they found something in game three with Rondo.
They didn't find shit. They just fucking played better, bro. Like they just actually was like, yo,
on top of that,
go out like this.
I just saw PG start to get easy buckets, and he just started getting a rhythm.
But
the thing
is, PG been doing that the whole series though. Like PG and Kawhi been cooking them.
They're just gonna go. Yeah,
it's just like. Yeah, it's like it's PG and like they was losing, so niggas was cooking them. But PG was doing that shit the whole. They have nobody to guard them. And also, I think the Mavericks are shooting like a legendary high across the first three games. That's not going to continue, bro. They have a game in which they miss shots.
Finney Smith and them niggas not finna be hitting corner threes all
and
day.
And Porzingis is the weakest nigga I've ever seen in my life. I hate that.
He is. He may.
How you 7'3 and don't block no shots, G?
Ask Larry Markkanen when he joins the Mavericks next year.
He not 7'3. He's definitely going to the Mavericks. I want to see it.
He
no, Larry like 6'10, I think.
Larry's 7 feet, G.
I was going to say 6 feet, to be honest with you.
I think he's not, G. I think he's – Porzingis is dead-ass 7'3", though.
Oh, yeah.
And don't block no shots.
Legit 7'3", but whatever it is, he's going to be off my team. And I'm just happy about that. But
I'll never forget you told me that nigga was better than Brandon Ingram.
Hey, man. Hey, man, you said DeMar DeRozan is better than Klay Thompson. We all have our faults.
What you mean? At that point in time?
No, there was never a time.
At that point in time?
DeMar DeRozan
4 years
was better.
Ago?
No, he was not.
Wait, nigga, you talking when Klay couldn't dribble?
Nigga, he still can't dribble. He's still better than DeMar.
No, he got much better. And also, we don't know how Klay gonna look when he come back. DeMar low-key still be balling.
He gonna look better than DeMar.
He just in San Antonio. No, G. DeMar still be balling. He just in San Antonio.
Nobody gives a shit about DeMar DeRozan, bro.
I feel you, but like DeMar be balling.
No, balling? No, balling.
He be balling.
Balling is Luka Doncic.
Then they could be averaging like 24, 5, and 5. That's balling, G.
20 is not balling.
What?
20 is not balling. 20 is you're a good player.
Right, 20
balling is damn near 30. That's balling.
All right, man.
That's balling, nigga. We got your right, correct man. Definitions here.
Right, also, man. Was our random on unrelated to this team, but was RJ Barrett supposed? I thought RJ Barrett was supposed to be that guy.
He's good. He's just young.
Okay. Yeah, he's not.
He said, "Okay."
We can see how long this he's young. Like Devin Booker, I was like, Devin Booker, you shouldn't have 17 points in a playoff game.
Maple Marjon Brooks.
Here go the thing about Devin Booker. He got overrated because he scored them 70 points when they was getting cooked by like 20. He's actually like he's a good player, but niggas just talk about him like he D Wade or something. He's not that good.
Like when I see Jason Tatum score, I understand. I'm like, yeah, he's a good player. I expect him to score. But with Devin Booker, it's like the 70. I'm like, isn't he supposed to be a superstar by now? I watch basketball years later, and he's still in a superstar. And he's 24. He's turning 25 this year. So he's not 23, Scott.
No, he's just a good player. He's just – Devin Booker is a guy who's going to score Devin Booker is like a Mitch Richmond nigga.
Okay, that's good. That's not a superstar, but it's good.
It's good.
Ain't Mitch Richmond a whole
It's time? Good. Yeah, he is. He deserves it.
Would you all call Trae Young on his way to being a superstar? His way?
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. I said years ago, I think it'll be the best.
Trae Young is 22 years old. So that's why I'm giving Devin Booker no excuse. I don't want to hear nothing. You 3 years older. Yeah.
He's just not that guy. He's just not that guy like
that. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy. I respect you. He's not that dude. It's like I respect it. He's just not that dude. It's like what's his name from the Pacers last year in the bubble. Of course, he got injured this year, but what was
it? TJ Warren?
I'm like, he's not doing that.
He's just not
that is not common. That is not common.
Been a lot of bubble buddies out here, man.
I don't honor the bubble, bro. Like the Lakers are champions. I can't.
Lakers got to prove it to me again. I'm sorry.
But you got to prove it to me. You're the champion.
We had to go back to the review booth. That championship, no good.
If you lose this year in the first round, I'm not honoring the title.
Oh nah, bro.
Now if you make it back to the finals and then lose, that's a different story. You know what happens.
No,
but if you lose
that's final loss number 7. We counting. What are you talking about?
Oh no. Oh, I will get off so much LeBron slander. Because I'm waiting. Nah, bro, I want him.
You
to
can't
win
without AD.
Nah, bro.
You can't beat Kelly Oubre. You can't beat.
You get to the finals.
Nah, bro. Like, look, it counts. The thing is, it's just that, like, for instance, even with Milwaukee, I just thought people overrated the way they lost last year. Like, bro, the Heat won one game with no time on the clock. Then Giannis gets hurt. It was a whole bunch of stuff going on. Like, I just thought people overrated the way that they lost last year. Like,
well, I think everybody was waiting to slander Giannis though. That's
what went last year. Yeah.
Nigga, now too. I mean, hey, now that's what I said today. I was like, after the first quarter of this game, everybody was like, well, I think the Bucks gonna win in 5. I'm like, well, it was a close game. Look at the score now. What's now 139-91, nigga? Like some shit like that. What's
yeah, but Boston now? Ain't got enough shit.
Okay, that's so we gonna crown Milwaukee because they beat Miami.
No, but I just thought that. But I said midway through the season, once they got PJ, I was like, I think that they're.
We see what happens when PJ Tucker tries to guard Kevin Durant. Help,
nigga! Literally, KD even said himself, PJ is his toughest matchup. He said that himself.
That's like when Kobe says Tony Allen's my toughest nut matchup. Guess what? Still cooked him.
I guarantee you, Kobe was shooting smooth 38% on Tony Allen. That nigga was
38.
Yeah, on Tony Allen.
Well, Kobe Bryant took a lot of shots.
Yeah, you can't exactly.
It doesn't matter.
What you mean?
You gonna have like 60? It don't matter though.
Even the video I posted the other day when he was cooking the Suns, his shot selection was wild. It was just going in that day.
I feel you, but in that series, I guarantee he probably shot above 45%.
Over 45? Maybe I don't know.
Probably.
How many times has Kobe shot above 45% in the playoffs?
I think that's a great question. What is his career? Let me look. What's his career playoff?
That's a serious question. My man Beam just out there chucking. He didn't give a shit. But see, the difference between KD and Kobe, KD's way more efficient. So good luck.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you can make KD shoot like 44-45%, you won. And also, they ISO so much that a lot of those misses, they might bounce anywhere. The game gonna be slow as shit, and they're also going to let you score. Kobe's career playoff percentage is is 44.
My point exactly.
Wait, randomly look up what's Jordan's career playoff percentage. I just want to know. 50. Nothing, no comparison.
Probably like 50. Really want to know. Yeah, probably like 50.
He shot 50 for his career,
which is ridiculous.
He averaged 30 and shot 50% for his career.
It's funny, like when I look up like the history of those with the highest FG, of course, it's big men who have,
you can't count big men.
But then it's Jordan. Percentage.
But then it's exactly. Then Jordan's like near them. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, his career is. His career
what's LeBron's? Once again, this is not a comparison.
LeBron probably like 50 but, something.
LeBron has to be one of the highest.
Kobe's full playoff numbers are 44.8%, 33 from three, 81 from the free throw line, averaging 25 points.
Okay. All right. So
and Jordan's
you think Jason Tatum is better than Devin Booker?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I think a lot of people are better than
Devin Booker. I think Zach LaVine is better than Devin Booker.
A lot of people are better than Devin Booker, geez.
Yeah. A lot of people better than
Devin Booker.
Yeah, nigga. Like, I might take Jaylen Brown over Devin Booker.
I would, too. He played defense.
Yeah, I might take Jaylen over.
What's Jaylen Brown's injury right now?
He tore something in his wrist, like a muscle.
Yeah. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, he done.
Yeah.
Jordan's
is 48%.
Ridiculous.
48%, 33 from three, 82 from the line.
You always know what I know. How wild.
What's LeBron's? I know LeBron had a shot like over 50. As much crap as I give LeBron, bro, it's still been like a blessing to watch this dude play.
No, you know what hit me today? When I was watching this nigga, he was like, damn, I ain't going to have no arch enemy no more.
LeBron is 49%.
I was like, who am I going to root against?
LeBron is 49%, 33 from three, 74 from the free throw line, and 28 points.
It's not bad.
74 from the free throw line is kind of wild. And he missed the free throws.
He never really came around to. He's still good, but he never really got around to.
He didn't get to the shot. He's like, I hit a winner when it's on the line. The game's on the line. I hit him.
I think he's like too strong though.
That nigga Shaq went up that day and said, "You know, I don't care about his groin injury. You got to go up there and play,
bro." I'm not sure what is the most annoying injury.
Shaq don't be getting. You gotta go out there and play.
Hey, Shaq, shut the fuck up, nigga.
I don't know what's the more annoying Shaq. Injury is forced in the groin.
Shaq act like we don't. Shaq dead ass be talking like we don't remember his career.
All of them niggas do.
Shaq was like,
he get old as he get better. He get better as he get older.
Shaq's like, the older you get, the better you get. The better you were.
Like, nigga, what? Nigga, we saw you like, play, bro.
There was like, who's the person in the group to calm each other down? And Shaq was like, in our group, it was B Shaw, you know, D Fish. Chuck was like, it was like me and Dan Marley, and they was like, who is it with the Rockets? Kenny's like, we know it was me. And Shaq got up. Shaq
playing with the paper.
He said, it wasn't you. It was
Vernon Maxwell. Maxwell.
It was Vernon Maxwell. That's it. It was Vernon Maxwell.
Stop lying. It was Vernon Maxwell. He said, the older he get, the better he gets.
Now, every fight, we like, you know, when you talk about, you know, guys who dominated the playoffs, me, Chuck. Me, Chuck. No, and I always say if you watch Inside the NBA for real basketball analysis, you're gonna be mad.
Yeah,
if you just go for the jokes, you're gonna be entertained. Like these niggas do not watch the games.
Was it like Chuck sleep during one game?
He came one day. He said, well, you know what Washington didn't necessarily. He said, nope, Chuck, I'm not letting you get that off.
Dude,
you slept
asleep.
That whole first half, and they showed the video. This nigga was dead ass knocked out.
Nigga was sleep with her. Okay,
he's like, well, you know, I'm G14 classified, so you know, Anthony Davis has to play. He has to play.
Well, let me ask you. So, out of the entire playoffs, because I'm thoroughly enjoying basketball.
I can tell you're thoroughly enjoying it.
And I don't know if it's because I have higher hopes for the Bulls now. At least, not even there's not necessarily pieces in place outside.
Nigga,
of
why?
Because I know that front
office
is going to
be a top 4 team in the East next year.
We're competent.
You're lying.
No,
you're
hear
lying.
Me and hear
you're
me. Lying.
You're
gonna be a top four team.
You shouldn't hate
you
the Bulls,
lying.
Bro.
I don't hate the Bulls.
Honestly, bro, it makes sense why you dislike the Bears. I completely get it. Any fan who just stopped liking the Bears and just became a straight up football
not
fan,
anymore though.
Of
not
course not
anymore.
You know what I'm saying? But I can understand why you hated the Bears for what they did to our childhood and our lives as adults. They ruined us. But the Bulls. Bro, we sat through 6 titles, and we consciously remember 3 of them. And we felt like you should.
Yeah, but I was never a Bulls fan. I fucked with Michael Jordan, and then when Jordan left, I left. And then the Bulls, after that, never really had teams that I enjoyed watching play basketball outside of like the 90s Bulls. I didn't enjoy watching those teams play basketball, nigga. That wasn't enjoyable basketball.
Did we beat the Heat that one year? The year that they won?
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't like the Baby Bulls years.
Yeah, it wasn't
thoroughly enjoyed them because I didn't have expectations.
I didn't even like how the D Rose teams
did
played.
James Harden just crack the five and then shake up GD. Do these niggas know what this?
He probably threw a blood.
He probably threw a blood.
He just cracked the five and then.
First of all, Compton, bro.
First of all, I don't. Bloods are weird in California because some claim the five and then others has.
Yo, what the fuck did that nigga just? What did this nigga just do?
Did you just see it?
I just saw it. Like, yo, what?
He just cracked the fin and then shook up GD.
I'm like, yo, what did that nigga just do?
He just cracked the fin and shook up GD.
I think that's our inner Chicago. We think everything is a gang
handshake. Nah, see, you would have had to see it, bro. He literally cracked the fin. He literally like locked hands. I just cut my camera off. He literally like locked hands like that. I'm like, bro, what? That's crazy.
You know they running out of verses if they got Timbo versus Swizz.
Yeah, get it out of here, bro. Streets is back. I don't want to see
Streets is back. That's what I was telling Fab before you got on it. Like, look at every IG story you see. Niggas is drinking and it's an ass.
Hey,
out, bro. Streets is back.
Hey, yo, did you see that tweet that says Swizz Beatz gonna pay for his crimes with that DMX album? I played that Jay-Z song, but also, can we talk about the new episode of the shop?
I loved it. They threw
the cape on LeBron. No Clippers came.
No,
on.
But they
threw the cape on my look, nigga.
They literally do that every episode.
But it was so noticeable. G, no Clippers came on. All they like did was comb this nigga hair, and then about 2 minutes later, they took the cape off. I'm like, nigga. Clippers came on, bro.
There's three things that stood out to me. One, Maverick Carter is like me. We be not letting people talk. Like, we just be cutting people off.
He was cutting off Jay, and I was like, bro, shut up.
Two, Jay really fucked with these niggas because you could tell he was comfortable.
Yeah.
And he's Jay-Z. Like, everybody in there, LeBron James, LeBron, Bad Bunny. And these niggas is just looking at Jay like this, like Jesus is sitting there. Like, did you see when Jay was talking about how he was recording Blueprint? And LeBron was like, What else you do? You super hype. And then three, Jay-Z's hella funny.
Jay-Z's hilarious.
He's like, you know, I'm taking Blue to school. And I'm like, yo, Dad's in the Hall of Fame. And she's like, whatever, Dad. I'm like, that shit was kind of funny to me.
Also, the DMX story was funny and shit, too. It's like, said, now you
he
go.
Like a cup of blood.
He said, now you go.
He said, it's a hard nightlife.
that nigga said, that was the most acapellas I ever rapped. Hey, yo, cut the beat off.
Yeah, he said, yo, I can't outperform this nigga, but he can't out-rap me.
She said, that's the most acapellas I ever did. Cut the beat off.
And if you watch the backstage documentary, there is mad shit on there. Niggas like, the nigga just rapping with no beat on, bro.
There's hella acapellas on that damn. It's hella acapellas.
Jay-Z needs his ass whooped for that verse on that DMX song, though.
That shit was terrible.
And I was like, bro, go take care of your kids, G.
What's top five worst Jay-Z verses?
Woo! High's number one.
Now you stuck inside. You gotta peep the remix, nigga.
Terrible, nigga. Number two gotta be. Nigga, put that dog down.
Bro, he was outside.
Number two's gotta be his verse on that anything off Kingdom Come. Anything you want, girl. He said, we spring like fresh Panginas. I was like, nigga, what?
I know a girl, so I gotta be up there just off.
Oh, GG. Yeah.
That's one of the worst songs of all time.
One of the worst songs ever. That's gotta be in there. Shit, nigga. What's that shit off Magna Carta? It had Nas on there. BBC? Nigga. Terrible.
It's a wild name for a song, too.
Oh, also, who gonna stop me? That nigga said. That nigga said, I won't be stopped like no. I'm like, nah, get this nigga out of here. I can't be stopped like no. Nigga, get this nigga out of here. No, nigga.
That first was trash. I was like, oh, stop it. Stop it, dog. Hope got a couple, man. He got a couple. Even the greats have some, which is why. You Drake friends need to understand that he got mid too. Y'all don't want to be accepting that Drake got mid.
What you mean? Now?
Nigga, period.
Yeah. Yeah, Drake got me. Everybody has me. He has, Drake has songs I don't like.
And all of them are rapping songs.
Tuscan Leather, get that shit out of here. Views, get that shit the fuck out of here.
Amazing.
No, it's not, nigga. I do. He doesn't. I do not want to hear you rap for 7 minutes.
That's probably his best intro. No, that's best.
No, it's not.
Fireworks probably his best intro.
Thank you for being honest about fireworks.
Fireworks is probably his best intro.
Thank you for being honest about fireworks. Me personally, I think it's between fireworks and actually survival, bro. I love the I love the Scorpion.
Nothing, no Scorpion.
Scorpion's go back and listen to Scorpion, bro.
I did. Scorpion's forgettable.
It's a good album to me. I love...
Nigga, you love everything Drake do. It's like eight songs on there. Like I said, I treat Drake like I treat Khaled albums and Game albums.
I know that's very disrespectful.
It's going to be a couple joints on here I fuck with, but the rest of the shit I'm good off of. Yeah, it just is what it is. Yeah, it's what it is. And then when I listen to Cole, I'm like, sneaking rap.
Okay. That new Cole album is nice, bro.
No, okay, like I said... It's got some joints on there. It's got some joints.
It's got some joints.
I
fuck with the new Cole album, G.
Pride is the devil's my shit.
Applying Pressure, I like
Applying Pressure.
I like the song with
is it called Amari? Amari, whatever it's called.
Amiri.
Yeah, I like
My Life. That joint, that's my shit.
I like My Life and I like 95 South.
Yeah, 95 only because Cam was on there. Cam should have a verse.
Cam should have a verse.
Yeah,
Cole was spitting though.
Yeah, he was spitting, but that's a Cam. That's a Cam beat. That's a Cam beat. Sure, I didn't want to hear that. But I'm trying to think who else. Is Drake dropping an album? First of all, shout out to Drake for the Artist of the Decade shit. But he definitely did act like this thing got to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm like, nigga, it's a Billboard award.
I mean, still, nigga, they give me Artist of the Decade. I'm going to party too, nigga.
I wasn't the only nigga who saw that nigga crack the fin and throw up GD. Nigga was like, man, I just saw that. I'm like, I know. Just to.
I need footage of this to see what Harden was doing.
So like Clippers Mavericks. I expect the Clippers to win, but what if they don't? I expect the niggas to win.
Niggas gonna slander and niggas gonna forget the next week. I mean, it's the fucking Clippers, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna be that big of a deal. Like, I don't think Kawhi going nowhere. Like, we made jokes about it, but Kawhi not going nowhere, though.
He like it in LA.
He home. It's less. Nobody cares about the Clippers. So ain't no pressure. Like
it's true.
Like, whatever.
Like, and anything you do is like a plus.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, bro. You know,
he's gonna get his jersey retired. He'll probably go down as like the best player in franchise history. Not named Chris Paul.
Honestly, no, but when I look at the above Chris Paul. First of all, I've never seen this many white men on the NBA team since the freaking 50s. But when I look at the Mavericks. There's no way that the Clippers should be losing to this team.
No way, my nigga.
Yeah,
they got a sorry ass roster.
I mean,
Mavericks.
Yeah, outside of Luka,
thank you for finally going small and putting Nico there. Also, Luka got to get better. G, his free throw shooting lacks a lot. He takes the dumbest shots at certain points of times. And this nigga don't move. If you can make him give the ball up, he's not coming to get it back.
I mean, he's 22. And the fact he's doing all this, he's 22. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Luke's going to be fine. Luke's going to be more than fine. When Luke
at what age, with him not getting out the first round, does that matter?
Once you get past 25.
25? You can give it to 25?
Yeah, that nigga a wide berth.
That's I'm saying, nigga, that's like five straight playoffs you get knocked out first round.
It depends on like what they're doing with that team, though.
Nah, nigga, because nigga was cooking KG for losing the first round. And he ain't had nobody.
KG was going to the first round 7 years in a row and losing, though. That's different.
Right, nigga.
That's different. That's the 7 years, nigga. Like, and then that 1 year, he had Cassell and them niggas, and then niggas finally got... Niggas actually thought it was going to be the Lakers. I was like, that's how these niggas just hated the Lakers. I was like, there's no way in hell you think Sam Cassell and Latrell Sprewell is going to get these niggas over the hump. You know, this nigga
niggas
Kobe,
just love KG, man.
Kobe was one hand dunking niggas from the side. I was like, yeah, okay. Like,
niggas just love KG, man.
I used to win so much money. I mean, by money, I'm talking about like grammar school type money. Like, so it was like $10, $15.
Which was a
niggas.
Lot.
Yeah, at 12 or 13, that's a lot of money. Off doing the first, off the Lakers 3-peat. Niggas was like, hey, I'm going to beat the niggas. I'm like, where? All right. Like, I was so happy about that Robert Horry shot because I literally bet my PlayStation 2.
That's funny.
I was like, I put my PS2 up, nigga. These niggas gonna win.
You were gonna give it up regardless, though, nigga, because that was not PS2.
I wasn't.
In fact, nigga, you had a lot of nerve to have done that.
I was fucking. It was 2002. I was 14.
Nigga, it wasn't yours to give away.
I was 14.
It was when they gave away the house PS.
Yeah, I was. PS2. It was. Good. Yeah, there's no way they've been able to collect. But still, I was 14. Niggas ain't give a shit. But let's talk about something else. It sounds like Hoops and Brews. Pat, how does it feel? You've been 30 for a week now. You had a very enjoyable wine tasting party last
week. Nigga, house is enormous, bro.
This nigga Joe, he was like, that's that nigga house?
Bro, I hit up Scott like, this can't be this nigga's house. That just goes to show you how much of a hood booger I am, nigga. I ain't been around nothing.
No, I walked in, and this nigga's like, take your shoes off.
No shoes on the rug, bro.
That's like grandma etiquette, though. So you feel them. I feel them on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no shoes on the rug. But no, yes, I had a wine tasting. Did you enjoy the wine, Scott?
I don't remember what I enjoyed that night. I was pretty drunk.
Were the vibes there?
Because I had a couple Casamigos, and Darius tried to get me try to sell the tequila. So I got that in one hand, and then I got the other tequila. And then as soon as I put that down, he was like, no, take this wine, G. Take this wine. So from what I remember, the wine was good. But I don't remember much after that. Like, I just remember me and Damien was on your balcony, and we was like heat niggas from the balcony.
I'm fucking crying.
And like, I'm niggas don't even, you can't see us, like, you know, when you close your door, you can't hear nothing. We can't see them, like. We laughing out. We just ride niggas. That shit had me dying. I knew we was drunk because me and Wiles was telling the same stories over and over again.
I'm crying.
Well, I was like, these are my sons, V, like 30 times. Like, we over there, we was in the corner rapping Hove lyrics. I'm like, yeah, we drunk, nigga. Like,
I was in the corner rapping Hove lyrics.
Yeah, we was rapping. Me, Damien, and Walls was rapping Hove lyrics.
What did this happen?
Finishing each other's words, like, we on Rap City and shit. That shit was funny, but it was a nice party. It was a nice adult party, which is what I like.
Yeah.
Nice adult
party. It was chill. Yeah, I personally enjoyed myself. See, I went to sleep like 4 a.m. that night.
Did this nigga Luca have defense?
No.
Not really. Hell no. But he's big though.
I'm gonna tell you why this nigga Pam be like weird when people do stuff for him. Niggas brought a cake out for this nigga, and this nigga was like, "Oh, I don't know what to say." And your cousin's like, "Nigga, smile." Oh my god!
I appreciated the cake.
Y'all are doing things for me.
I appreciated the cake, bro.
Yeah,
we talk about Diddy being a groomer.
Oh, gee,
that is a wild term, my nigga. You said a groomer.
Gee, first of all, he had.
Look at this pretty black motherfucker right here.
Yeah, he's like, whoa. You can tell Damson was uncomfortable. This nigga kept doing salutes and shit. I was like, nigga, you're not on BET.
Look at this pretty black motherfucker right here. Whoa, Diddy.
He was definitely inserting something in him.
Whoa, my guy.
Okay, that was a rumor that floated around. Then I moved to LA and I was like, yeah, that shit kind of true.
Gee, it's been it gotta be true because I heard it.
I've heard it from too many people.
Too many different people, G. Too many different
people. Too many circles.
First of all, those two niggas, Melvin Gregg, was he like? I think he's actually my age. I don't know what Dame's an instrument.
Melvin Gregg in his 30s.
Yeah, because that nigga was around on Vine. First of all, shout out to that nigga, bro.
Shout out to him and the other nigga who plays Kane on Power Book 2, Woody,
wasn't he the nigga whatchamacallit?
He played Bobby Brown in the audition story. Both of them niggas got good acting careers now.
From Vine.
Shout out to them niggas. Yeah, Vine, that's what it was.
And so, but no, bro, I thought to myself, bro, I'm freaking mid-30s. Damson Idris is probably in his 20s. What am I doing over this 50-year-old man's house? Watching TV. Y'all wanna come over and kick it? No, I don't.
It is Diddy though, G. So if like Diddy invites you over, you ain't sliding, G.
Let's be fair.
Stop lying, G.
If Puff tell you're lying.
You're lying.
If Puff tell you, like, yo, hey, Playboy, watching the playoffs, come up. Pull up.
That's a men's activity. They were watching
games.
Nah, bro, it's three of us. It's not enough.
What you mean? You need more than three niggas to watch a game?
If my homie, like, let's say John, let's say Tony, Lenora, the nigga say, hey, bro, come over. Y'all, you want to watch the game? I'm like, yeah, sure. That's my dog. Some nigga I never met. Three people, intimate setting? No.
Diddy,
lights dimmed? I don't think
it's
so.
Diddy,
it's Diddy.
Bro. I don't care.
And it was
Diddy.
Probably
first
other
of all, you know,
there,
you should know.
I guarantee
you
those other niggas.
Other
there,
people
bro.
There, G.
Yeah.
But nigga, you know me. Do you think I care about Diddy? No. I'm like, no, I don't care.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think I
do not care. If it was home, I would say, yes, I'm going.
Okay, so you're only saying that because you think Diddy fishy.
I never even cared about Diddy though. I wouldn't like no huge like.
So what's the difference between home telling you Pull-Up's only three of us in Diddy. It's just because you think Diddy fishy. That's what it is.
No, it's because I idolized Hove as a kid. Still do. So if it was Hove, I'm like, yeah, for sure. But even if I was there, I'd be like, that's an intimate setting for a game, ain't it? This is a pretty homoerotic.
If Diddy hit me today, like, yo, you and Pav pull up. We gonna watch. I'm sliding, watch this Mavericks Clippers game.
Yeah, he gonna slide something. You next.
First of all, I'm a grown ass man. That's not happening.
I'm leaving at a certain point in time. I'm just leaving. There's always a point in the night.
You don't know what grooming is. It ain't gonna happen that first night. He just gonna start buying y'all stuff. You gonna be like, what is this?
No,
man, I just got a new car from Diddy. And no, one day nigga, he gonna have some lube waiting. Is this OT or regular?
It's regular, but who gives a shit?
Ah, okay. First of all, I just feel like in any situation,
them niggas look uncomfortable, bro. Don't call me pretty. Like, first of all, when niggas used to call white niggas pretty boys, you just wanted to say this man was attractive.
Nigga,
you called Yoan Moncada pretty yesterday. He's a beautiful man. You should absolutely know I have no issue with my sexuality to say this is a beautiful and a good-looking person. Easily.
Nigga, every time I post a picture of, like, one of the White Sox on my Twitter, like, I posted something yesterday when Yoan hit a home run, and, like, three bitches like, damn, this nigga fine. What team is this? I was like,
he's attractive. If my girl slept with him, I'd be like, I understand. I am sorry for not being Yoan Moncada. I apologize for failing you.
I apologize for you not being a starting third baseman.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a masculine thing to not say another man looks attractive.
A nigga handsome.
Exactly, but you're not saying you're attracted to them. Like, I haven't met a man where I'm like, I don't understand. No. You know what I'm saying? I have never met a person where I say I'd go. No.
No, remember the episode of King of Queens where Doug was doing the Rico voice? And then Deke was like, do the Rico. And then Doug did. He said, not going to lie, I felt something.
But you know what I'm saying, man? Sexuality is a spectrum. Nigga, you can find somebody attractive, and that's it.
That's what hoes say.
What?
Sexuality is a spectrum.
That truly is. I don't think there's not one. There's probably a male in life where you go, attractive guy. Leave it at that.
just leave it at that. But yeah, but you, what did he call me? He said, what, you a pretty motherfucker or some shit like that?
Yeah, just pretty motherfucker.
No, it was deeper than that. He said, look at this black pretty motherfucker.
Yeah, he did say that.
See, nigga, he wanted that chocolate. He was looking at his chocolate. Silky,
and that nigga, man boy, is looking wild uncomfortable.
Because he's older. He probably knew. He's getting dicey.
First of all, Diddy was probably high, number one.
No, he was high drunk. He was drunk and high. This nigga was at a party because he had the same shit on. And there was three bitches I follow who had a picture with this nigga, and he had the same shirt on. So he was at some party in L.A. yesterday. And it was like a million fucking parties in L.A. yesterday, nigga.
Nigga, everything is going on in L.A. right now, nigga.
Nigga, everything
is going on.
If you can't find something popping in L.A., you're not looking.
Yeah, at all, bro. Everything is going on, nigga.
Like, it's niggas is out. Niggas is out, dog. Like, I'm like, more power to y'all, dog. I'm past that right
open,
now.
Bro. I'm still cautious, though. I don't like gathering niggas' homes and shit, but streets is open.
So, all right, so you're still at the cautious level right now?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie to you. I be forgetting.
Of course we do.
You know I got it here. They stuck the back of you, nigga. I'm finna put this shit to the damn test, nigga. I'm putting this shit to the test, nigga.
The only time I did, I was at the gym with my girl the other day, and they said fully vaccinated members don't have to wear a mask. I was like, nah. But we were doing, what were we doing that day? It was legs that day. And if it's one thing you got to get right when you're doing like squats is you're breathing. Bro, I was like, I just took the mask off and it felt good to lift without a mask. I give them that, but it was temporary. When I did my set and I put it right back on, which, you know, probably makes the mask less effective, but I understand forgetting, you know what I mean?
I dead as be forgetting, Joe. Like, I'd be dead. I'd be like, oh shit, nigga. Like, but like, if I'm outside, I'm not gonna lie to you. I really don't be having my shit on.
I'm
like,
putting my shit to the test,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, like,
they stuck that shit in me. I'm gonna use my shit, nigga.
Yeah.
My only worry, nigga, is that there's a variant in England, nigga, and England is more vaccinated than us, and it's going wild.
Yeah, I know. Because
them niggas eat beans on toast. We really trust anything they do.
That's hilarious. That's so random.
That's a delicacy. In the UK,
Yeah, one of the I was talking to one of my homegirls who from England in England yesterday, and I was like, "Yo, ain't y'all free?" She was like, "Nah, it's this new variant out here, so we not really free, but we could finally travel now." Cause like at first they couldn't even travel.
Like it's so much different for them because of the Europe has so many countries in it. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, you got the Middle East right there, so you have access to so many different things.
Yeah, so it's like at first she was like, "Yeah, at first we couldn't even travel. We like finally just got to be able to travel again."
Nigga, are straight up braids making a comeback?
Like, yeah, like the AI Dreamcast joints.
I see Paul George. Of course, you see Kawhi. I saw James Harden. Nigga,
yeah, Paul George definitely got the hardball braids. Like,
this the hardball.
This some year 2000 braids. This nigga got on.
Bro, I wanted dreads so bad. I wanted dreads. I was trying to say dreads. I wanted braids so badly as a kid. Now that I have dreads, I want nowhere near braids.
That should be kind of funny. Like, I'll text you, like, nigga, post the podcast. Like, nigga, I'm at the hairdresser.
Yeah, bro. Get like my head down, shit, bro.
I don't know why that text just make me laugh every time. Like, oh, yeah, this nigga do got hair.
Yeah, I be meaning to go get manicures and shit. I just don't be going by myself. But I mean to go get manicures and shit.
I want a pedicure, nigga.
Yeah, Manny, you know, Manny and Petty, you know, get your shit together.
We've come a long way. Yeah, 20 years ago, you called out your name.
I know.
Nah. I remember my dad used to get manicures when I was a kid. I was like, "Dad, you a grown ass man. Why you get manicures?" Like, you'll understand one day.
Not my fret. That's all I hear.
Not my fret.
Not my fret house. Not my fret house. We do that at my fret house. Not my fret house. Damn, nigga. All right, my bad, bro. My bad, G.
I didn't mean to disrespect y'all, G.
It's all love. Damn, my bad, nigga.
My bad, Triple OG. So what if you is there anything you've peeped in your first week of being 30? Any instant 30 things that's happened? Or does it kind of feel the same so far?
Feels the same. I just feel like a level of seniority.
Okay.
Like, nigga, I'm 30. It's like when I hear people like, "Oh, like I'm 26. Oh, you're so young.
Right, yeah, you like, fucking baby.
You're so young.
I remember
just
when
give
I was
it
that
some
age.
Time. Yeah. Just give it some time. Just give it some time. But no, like I pretty much for the most part, I feel the same. I just feel like, nigga, I'm 30. Like you young enough to, you know, still do certain things, but old enough that you should know better.
True.
So, you know.
I fuck with my 30s, man. It's just awesome. It's a clarity. You know what I'm saying? Like I just, you know, once I figure out, like, you know, sometimes I be looking on my IG still like, "Damn, nigga, I should be at this party." I'm like, "Nigga, I'm probably missing out." And they're like, "Nigga, I'm not missing shit.
It's gonna be another one, number one.
It's gonna be another one, nigga. I'm not."
I knew I was getting older when fucking I could have went to the Drake party, but I was like, "I don't really feel like going.
I'd rather go to sleep."
Like, yeah, I know. Actually, I went to kick it with a girl, but I was like, "I'd rather just kick it with the girl." Y'all be in the club with all the girls. I be at the crib with a girl on reserve. I'm like, I feel that nigga.
Kick it with a girl who wants to talk to you, or you go with Drake where you just. It's hard competition for whatever woman is there. Good luck.
Yeah, it's just like 90 million girls there. It's like, but also it's straight line. Instead of searching for substance in every single party, like, nigga, they're there to get chose, bro. They put on their best fit.
Nigga, who goes to parties looking for substance?
People do.
You fucked up.
People do.
Yeah, that's fucked. These women are there to enjoy themselves. They're getting dressed up. They're not even trying to dance with you funky ass nigga. They here to dance with their homegirl, get drunk, be on Instagram, talk about how much they drunk in the fucking morning on Twitter.
Oh my God, I drank so much last night.
And then be at brunch at 12 and claim, "Bitch, I ain't going back to this nigga." And Monday night,
I don't understand how women may make it to brunch at 12 after being out all night. It's like a special power they have. How do you do this?
I will say brunch food is the best food to have when you're hungover. It's awesome.
Nigga.
Yes, it's rich. Nothing like having, you know, an omelet, some waffles, some shit, nigga, some syrup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't even.
Continue to get drunk with more mimosas.
I'm not leaving my house to be around people.
Mimosas are gross.
2 p.m. Okay, you're lying, Joe. Yeah,
they're very
incredible.
They're very good. That's why you can get drunk fast on them shit, because it tastes good.
It's gross, nigga.
It'll get you drunk.
Liquor, okay, it also depends on how people make the mimosas.
Scott made a good one a couple years ago, nigga, and the entire family started drinking, even our grandmother.
Niggas was lit.
Scott made mimosas, and niggas was like,
"Yeah,
pastor was drinking mimosas." Some.
Did he ask? No, don't. My dad, he can't drink no more.
Back in the day.
Yeah, they had to put this nigga in between the door and the screen when he came home from like drinking with my Uncle Tony one night.
That shit so damn funny.
They said my screen. Grandfather opened the door and that nigga fell. Yeah, that shit's funny. That shit, but yeah, we need to do an oral history on how brunch became just regular eating breakfast and lunch to becoming a Negro activity.
Like, I feel like in the early 2010s.
No, but I mean, but like, how did it become like, you know,
in the
like
early 2010s, bro? I feel like in the early 2010s, like when it like really, like around like 2011, 2012, it started to really crack off. Like brunch became like a thing. And so now it's like a staple, nigga. Every weekend, motherfuckers be going to brunch.
Sunday fun day.
Like, I don't, I'm a girl, right? So I went to Katsuya with her. She was like, why do you never see me doing the daytime? Bitch, I'm not trying to leave the house at fucking 2 p.m. to go to brunch.
If anybody doesn't know, this nigga Pavi does not, unless he's covering a game, he's not waking up that early in the morning.
No, I wake up, but it's like
what I mean by wake up is being social.
Yeah, no,
I can be up at 7, but you don't see me tweak like 10:30.
Like, nigga, I'm not linking with you at 2 p.m.
Yeah, nigga. No.
Nigga, LeBron fighting for his playoff life. And you want me to go to brunch with you?
We don't know if Chris Paul will ever have this opportunity again. And you talking about some damn French toast.
Fuck that damn French toast, nigga. nigga, Trae Young about to shut the garden down. And you niggas want me to come out here for brunch. Like, no.
The White Sox trying to win 5 in a row. And you talking to me about some omelets, nigga? what are we talking about here?
What are we doing here? What is this? What are we doing here?
And like women like be like for that shit. Like they really care about that shit, bro.
Like bro,
you gotta get all dressed up. Like, nigga, no. If I do go, I'm not getting dressed up.
Gee, my cousin, yes, cause it was her homegirl's birthday. She said her homegirl was like, we're going to brunch at 10:45.
Oh, hell no.
And they all put on dresses to go to brunch at 10:45.
And they were probably out till 3 the night before.
Nigga, talking about Jake, her and this other girl calling me drunk, like, we're coming over. I'm like, all right, it's like 2 p.m. though, but all right, why y'all so faded at 2 p.m.?
I know they were the drunkest at your party because these motherfuckers was eating McDonald's.
Nigga, they did order McDonald's.
And not just like a regular meal. Yeah, they had bags.
Hella McDonald's.
They had a bag. And I looked, I was like, I know y'all hungry as hell. Like, y'all got a whole ass bag. This nigga Pat was like, yo, this is my cousin. And then Damien's like, this the one that be outside?
Damien did say that shit.
This the one that be outside? Outside?
Like, yeah, bro.
I'm like, bro, why you loud?
This the one that be outside? Yeah, bro.
I never, like, the funniest shit of the whole night happened to be, well, at least to me, we sitting there all talking, having a good time, and then Shorty, I forgot her name. Actually, I know her name, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast. She's like, yo, Pav, you mind if I invite my homeboy? This nigga Pav stopped what he was doing. nigga put down the tequila. I think it was the rock tequila you had in your hand. And it's like, it got girls.
Who's tequila?
The people's tequila.
Oh, the Terramana?
Yeah, the people's Terramana.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yes.
It's fire. It's good.
I'm thoroughly shocked.
And the people's tequila fire. It's just like, every time I try to order it on Instacart, that bitch be sold out.
It's fire, and it's cheaper than Casamigos, it's about like the same quality.
It's about $15 cheaper than Casamigos.
Yeah,
but
it's like the same quality.
Yeah, so this nigga Pav, he was like, they got any homegirls? Like, yeah, we got some homegirls. He's like, well, yeah, they can come. The other ones got to bring a bottle or something. And the funniest shit about that, them homegirls never came.
He didn't bring a bottle, though.
Okay, he brought a bottle, but me and Damien were leaving, and she was coming in. I was like, yeah, I don't see any dresses behind her.
Didn't see no homegirls.
But they brought a bottle, you know what I'm saying? But there was a nice ratio.
I wish it was more girls there, but it was a solid ratio, though.
It was a decent ratio. You know,
it was a decent ratio. I wish it was more women there, though.
Trust me, you're very close in your career where you're not going to have to invite women to come to your party. It's going to be a thing. I'm like, nigga, there's too many bitches outside. We got to figure out how many of these hoes steal.
Why do they have to be bitches?
It's not, I don't mean it on purpose. I do be trying to.
There are too many young ladies.
It's too many young ladies. But as Ho said, there are some bitches out there. There are some bitches out there. Bitches is unisex in 2021.
Is it?
There's a lot of bitch ass niggas. A lot of bitch ass niggas.
Of course there are. There always will be. But we don't use it the same way.
Well, what Tupac said, when I mean, when I say bitch, I don't really mean women. He says a lot of bitch niggas in the club. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
Pac it was among a, them.
Hey, Pac was young, bro. He was young.
Stupid.
You got his ass bro, when up. He got shot, he was too
goofy ass right, tried to fight a Crip nigga. Got his ass.
Turn that nigga to a pack.
Got his ass dumb, boy. Goofy boy. If he was just like a random Chicago nigga that did that, my first reaction, like, nigga, goofy. What
goofy are you? As hell. It's goofy
you're
ass.
You're not nigga. No Crip. What you
okay, mean? Here's a good question. If Pac didn't have catalog, how would niggas think about him?
Like, you being goofy.
Yeah, it's goofy.
Yeah, goofy. Your mother was a Panther, bro. You ain't for that, bro. You for Black unity.
Tupac Shakur was an activist. He was an activist.
Tupac Shakur was an insane nigga. That's who he
not
was.
An actor.
Tupac Shakur was
Tupac
insane.
Was insane. He had balls because the nigga was shot at police. But I just think that was peer pressure. That, you know, that wasn't who he was. I can't tell you how many times I've seen videos of gang members, like even those who were around Suge or the niggas who weren't. Like, you know, that wasn't how that nigga was.
See, they said they saw this nigga and Pac was the first nigga who took off and stole on a nigga. See, you the rapper, bro. What you doing?
Exactly, bro.
Let the other niggas beat that nigga up. You ain't got shit to do with this. You make music, nigga. Make music and hang around in blood. That's what you do.
He made incredible music to murder people too, but he was a goofy.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is what it is, bro. I'm not.
It is what it is, bro.
I'm not gonna disagree with you.
Like I'm saying, if he was just a regular nigga in the crib, like if we just heard the stories of a nigga, you know, who was a local artist or something and was doing something goofy, like man, this goofy ass nigga. That's what we would say.
This lame ass nigga.
This lame ass nigga, boy.
Lame.
This nigga Lucas shooting 48% from the free throw line in his season. That is nasty. You
know, that's a narrative, not narrative, but like a note in this series that nobody's talking about.
The nigga
shooting like shit from the free throw line.
Because the slander line. Against the Clippers is greater.
Niggas don't like the Clippers. And I
for
think
no
I,
reason.
I was about to ask, what's the reason that niggas don't like the Clippers?
I think it's because it's hella Lakers.
Because Kawhi didn't go to
the I understand Laker fans. But even I don't even understand Laker fans because Laker fans are like the same thing as like Cub fans. Like, why y'all care so much about us? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Cub fans the most. I don't care about the White Sox. I always talk about the White Sox ass niggas I haven't met in my life.
Yeah, like, didn't mention us. Like, bro,
yeah. why you care? We just over here doing our thing.
You won a World Series a couple years ago. You know, be happy about that.
Ain't my fault. Y'all thought y'all gonna be the Yankees and you didn't. It's not my fault, but. I don't understand. I think it's really because people were mad that Kawhi didn't go to the Lakers. That's what I think what it comes down to. LeBron, his little legion of fans.
I'm gonna assume so. Especially because that Arya Abraham nigga was like, there is a nigga.
That is there anybody like, that got out of the paint quicker than that nigga? Like the nigga.
Yeah. No one pays attention to him.
Family saying that
there Kawhi, was a material change. Nigga, you were just wrong.
Yeah, like. Just say you were wrong, bro. Like that's really all it what fucking was. Is you was fucking wrong.
You were wrong. Some of the good.
So Joe, we have a question for you. What is the pulse like in Chicago, streetwise?
What is the who?
It's the pulse in Chicago. Like we tell you like, everything that's been going on in LA. Like how many is it? Like do you know?
Oh, you mean like as far as things are open?
Yeah.
Oh, niggas is in the streets.
Niggas is outside.
You know what I'm saying?
I was talking to Illy the other day. I know Illy like is older now. This nigga's mad about these niggas having juke parties on the fucking expressway.
Okay, that nigga, is ignorant though.
Nigga, I'm trying to get. I was like, nigga, like y'all can throw a party anywhere else. Get y'all ass out the fucking street.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were.
What the fuck are we doing?
In terms of like
this, ignorant though.
In terms of the streets, nah, man, niggas is outside. You know what I'm saying? I think it's right now it's like 60% capacity or something. But you know, if you vaccinated, like they don't really care.
Didn't Lori say y'all?
Man,
like
that shit is a man. That 60% shit is a lie, nigga. I was in Chicago, nigga. I was back in Chicago on Cinco de Mayo, nigga. I went to a restaurant. Every seat in that bitch was filled.
Because the thing is, you know, it's
those including rules, the bar.
Yeah, those rules are very, very. Unless you have someone who is doing like you know like calculations, like you have a reservation. Places that have reservation are 60%. You know what I'm saying? But just random places where you just walk in there, how they gonna gauge it? I think we're like, whoop, nope, we reached 60, back out. Like, when I go to the gym, it's 60 because, you know, it's the gym and niggas is just afraid. But I thought to myself, who here is going to measure when it gets 60%? They're not going to measure when it gets 60%. Nobody. People just don't measure it. You know what I'm saying?
Or they're like, if you're vaccinated, you ain't got to wear a mask. Y'all not like carding these niggas, bro.
Like, are you checking it?
It was like, oh, yeah, AMC's like, you can come to a movie without a mask if you're vaccinated. Unless y'all niggas are checking vaccination cards at the gate, which I know y'all not. niggas gonna be like, oh, y'all vaccinated. Let me go in here and watch Black Widow, nigga, like, or Fast and the Furious 12 or whatever number they on now.
I think it's on 9.
This is a ridiculous family franchise that I love.
Did you see the video, the Photoshop? It said, we want to see a Fast and Furious Jurassic Park crossover, and it had Dom of Delight and the T-Rex was in the other car.
That's fucking hilarious. That's fucking hilarious.
It's like, what's the only thing that dinosaurs ain't scared of? Family. Bro, I am not going to see that. Remember, that trailer looks so goddamn ridiculous.
I'm
bro.
Going to see that shit.
That fucking truck. Slide backwards.
Scott. Don't try to rationalize it.
It's terrible, G.
Bro, it's about fast cars and family. That's all you need to know about, bro. Everything else is consequential, bro. It don't
so
really
what's
matter.
The first movie you're going to see at the theater? Like, are you comfortable going to the theater yet? I don't think I'm at theater comfortability.
No, because in order to be in the theater, you're sitting down, you're behind someone. So if they cough, that all
it's
that
on my neck.
Exactly. You cough, those water droplets going straight forward, then down. Because
is it like the theater gravity. Distance though?
I'm not
no,
sure.
No, nigga. Out here they doing.
No, I think out here is they're not filling up the full theater, bro.
On June 15th.
On June 15th, yeah, but not
we're
100% right
capacity. Okay, nigga, there's no movies to come out after June 15th. Why they did that.
I mean, yeah, I want to go back to the movies, nigga.
Nah,
fuck
bro.
It.
Too close.
If the shit don't work, what the fuck I take it for?
Well, no, see, here's the thing is, with any vaccine, there's still a chance. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing that to put yourself to the test. You know what I mean? It's like you don't get a flu vaccine and then tell a nigga to cough on you. And this would be that example because the flu vaccines, whenever the flu happens, there's still a good percentage of people who have either a vaccine or who are used to it every year. And so their body handles it better. With someone that is something that's novel like the COVID is, it still varies. You know what I'm saying? And there are, like 4 or 5 variants out there that might not be as deadly, but they're twice as contagious. So I ain't going to put myself to the test.
I'm waiting. The first movie I plan to see in the theaters will probably be Shang-Chi. Like,
fuck is Shang-Chi?
It's a Marvel movie. Like, he's the first. Is he Japanese or Chinese?
Shang-Chi sounds Chinese, but
I think it's
Chinese. I don't know his origin, so
yeah,
I can't.
He's a Chinese Avenger, but I'm watching Black Widow at my house.
When does Black Widow even come out?
July 9th. It's gonna be in movie theaters and Disney Plus.
Okay.
So I'm paying $30 and I'm watching it here. You know what I'm saying? Plus, they got rid of my fucking Arclight, which was down the street.
They did get rid of Arclight.
Now I gotta go to fucking Century City AMC, which is a little further, you know what I'm saying? And the way Uber prices have been wild now, I'm in
a
pan.
A lot further, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot further. Century City is like what? 15?
That's like 3 miles away from you.
Yeah, about 15.
Whereas the other shit is like a mile
nigga,
away.
Nigga, yeah, exactly.
Be there Reggie Jackson just did. Oh, my Lord. Did you see that?
Yeah, pass? I just saw that shit, yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you for telling me.
I'm really, you know, this nigga Pav is like 3 plays behind. Because this nigga won't get cable.
What you got?
Fuck cable.
Feel him. I
watch way too much sports to not pay for cable.
When will streaming get as quick as cable is my question.
In like 4 years.
Yeah.
What's the reason why streaming isn't as fast as cable? I don't know the logistics.
It's got to be.
I don't know why either.
Yeah,
actually.
I don't know. Why? There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason for that, but I'm going to wait a little bit to like September, but I will be going to the movie theaters. Do y'all, are you like, do you think like there's going to come a time like come like around fall, winter where like we start getting a higher number of cases again? Or
I'm sure.
You think niggas is in the clear?
I'm sure it'll probably fluctuate. I think it's just here to stay, bro. It is here to stay. Now I don't know if we're gonna see where like 100,000 a day. I don't think we're gonna see shit like that again. Hopefully not. But you know, yeah, I'm sure it'll be. It's like you know, flu season. Certain times of the year, you have more flu cases. You know, so I think it just be here to stay.
Let me ask you: what are some things from the pandemic that? Like some practices that you're not going to, that you're going to continue to do.
I'm probably going to wear a mask and inside for a minute, bro.
6 feet.
6 feet, yeah.
Six feet. But I also never like standing right on people, but definitely 6 feet. for sure.
It's something I never really thought about to after, you know, the pandemic. Like we should have had digital menus a long fucking time ago. Why all of a sudden I can order food at the game from my seat on the ballpark app at the MLB site? Why all of a sudden that just got invented today?
Because we just got forced to innovate. You know, niggas is lazy, bro. Like,
instead of me being loud, like, hey, this fucking asshole over there in right field, I just want to fuck these doors.
Niggas is lazy.
America is lazy.
America's lazy.
And that's what, so that I would like to keep.
It's definitely right just here. Americans, because a lot of the stuff we're doing, countries have done.
Asia's been doing that.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Countries have done eons ago. On top of that, a lot of jobs are not going to come back into the office. I already got a few
friends. That's a conversation I want to talk about real quick. How is the job, you know, thing going to change? There's a lot of people who like, nigga, I'm not coming back to the office. And right now, this job's telling niggas like, yo, you got to come back now.
Yeah.
Like, how you think it's going to change?
I think I think a lot of what it just showed was that you don't actually need to be in the office to do a lot of these jobs. Also, yeah. I think it's cheaper for companies because you don't have to get as big of a office. Like, you can downsize, have half of your people work in office and have people work. The people who really need to be in office can be in office, and people who don't need to be in office can work from home.
And that's my thought is you would save so much money, but of course, you know, real estate companies who want to make these big areas so businesses can get in there. They want those companies to get back so their spaces will be used. So then those companies will want to build bigger buildings. So it's the system in of itself is they're dependent on one another. So Pav, you just switch videos for some odd reason.
It's me. This nigga on his phone or some shit.
I thought I heard
because my phone was about to die.
Oh, okay. But yeah, but no, all these things are interconnected, you know what I'm saying? So these companies who have these big buildings, the architects, the construction companies, they want to be able to have contracts and make money. So they want these companies to them to get back and work so they'll make more money. But the truth is that, you know, the world just needs to adapt to the fact that most jobs do not need to be in person.
Also, I think, like, companies probably won't, like, you know, it's kind of hard to monitor what somebody's doing.
Oh, some of that, they want to micromanage. Yeah, they want to micromanage.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, they want to see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But on top of that, nigga, if I can be home comfortable, I'll do my job 20 times better.
But that's also like what a lot of people are, oh, well, jobs hiring right now. I'm like, we can't expect people to get these jobs. Unemployment is paying niggas way more than these shitty-ass jobs. And niggas just not finna be doing that shit. I think that's why you see a lot of, you know, I guess like retail and like, you know, food types. So they're having a hard time hiring people right now.
Why do I want to go work at McDonald's in hell when I can stay home and make more, bro? The value of socialism. Yeah. I don't want to go back. You know what I'm saying? Then I started with teaching. Like, most of my classes were freaking digital. You know what I mean? So I saw the value of.
Like, are you looking forward to being in the classroom again?
No. No, I'm not.
Have they told y'all we going back to being in class yet?
Well, I finished all my in-person classes for my master's, so. I won't be there next semester. No, everybody's back, but okay. I won't be there regardless. So I just have my thesis to work. Well, my whatchamacallit, my research paper. So I won't be in class regardless. Okay. But next semester, they did say everything's back to normal. And I'm like, that's a bit risky. At least give me the false notion that, you know, if you're vaccinated, it's okay. But they're not even doing that.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to wrap this episode up. We gave you about a good hour, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna make me some fucking food and watch the rest of this fucking game. We'll be back on Thursday for Summer Sessions OT. Like I said, Damian will not be on this week. He'll be back next week, man. He got some shit he got to take care of. Me and Joe are almost done. By the way, we're almost done with Sopranos Season 3. How many episodes we got left? Two?
Two.
We're going to get one done next week. It will be out to y'all on the Patreon before Loki starts next week. Well, probably like a couple days after Loki starts. It's not going to be done before Loki starts. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a couple days after episode one, but you're about to have it. It's done. I don't know when the fuck we're doing season four. Don't ask me.
Nigga, I'm not doing it. Good luck. With you got half of the Sopranos. Maybe I'll do a finale and we'll compare seasons.
We're getting season three. In 10 days, man. So look out for that shit, man. Follow us on Twitter at Flo Zandellini, at Pavy World, at Barbershare Scott. Keep streaming Letter to My Exes, man. We almost at 100,000 plays.
Yes. Keep streaming that.
Big boy numbers, bro.
Keep streaming that. The video's out right now. Watch that. Watch Hoops and Brews. Watch
all I got a Soft Lips, like, little anime short film coming out probably next week as well. And I'm shooting the Soft Lips official video next weekend as well. So look out for that. That should be out to you guys at some point in time in June.
Very hilarious treatment. I love the video treatment for it.
I got a stylist and shit.
Oh, he got a stylist and shit. I got an announcement coming very soon. Look out for that. We got some fun shit coming. So we're going to holler at y'all, man. We'll be out. See y'all niggas on Thursday.